This is You Know I Know, a podcast where you can come onto my house, drop your buffs, and learn something from this.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This is You Know I Know, You Know I Know.
Is this thing on?
This thing better be on. I think that it is. Welcome to You Know I Know, everybody. My name is Zach Day. I am your host and honestly the funniest person you know. We are going to do episode 7 today, and maybe even episode 8 if I can make it through it. These two episodes were so funny. Oh my god, I loved it. Especially episode 8. I really want to get there. So episode 7 of the Anna Nicole Show starts out like this. A cold open. She says there's three reasons that she likes dogs. They're loyal, they're affectionate, and they can be fixed. That was good. That was cute. So, God, here we go again. Show opens with her waiting on Bobby Trendy. You know, I used to be like, oh, Bobby Trendy's fun. Like, I'm excited to see him. But he be getting on my nerves lately. And I'm just like, enough of the Bobby Trendy. It's Howard on the phone asking for him. He's on voicemail. He's like, they're really mad at each other. Bobby and Howard hate each other. And it's obvious. So, Anna brings in her friend Frankie to help. I need to look up Frankie. I want to look up all these people, man, but I definitely have some notes on Frankie, and I want to look him up. Anna looks super cute. She's in this, like, striped, sleeveless little sweater. I love it. But, yeah, then Bobby calls them. They miss the call. Anna checks the answering machine, vintage alert, and he's just basically like, I'm not coming unless Howard's not going to be there. I hate Howard. And Howard doesn't appreciate me. He's there. He just judges me and critiques me. So, yeah. Anna calls Bobby and she's like, Bobby, it's Anna. Like, why are you not here? Where's my stuff? And Bobby's like, oh, Anna, thank you for calling. Because if you're going to call me, I'll gladly bring the stuff. But I'm not going to do it if Howard's there. And I don't really want to talk to Howard. And this has nothing to do with Howard. So, it's just enough of that. I'm over it. So then it cuts to Anna in a talking head, and she's like, I'm going to host a ladies' lunch. And I'm thinking, oh, are these like her friends? And then she opens the door to her house. There's like 20 girls and women standing outside the front door. She's like, hey, guys, I'm Anna. I'm like, oh, these are people that she does not know. Some person comes on the screen and does like an on the fly like interview, and he's like, yeah, we're gonna have a luncheon today with Anna Nicole Smith. We are America Works for Kids, and it's like an employment program for foster care and probation teens. And I was like, oh, okay, this is so sweet. Like, she's having a bunch of people over and she's like, you know, just having fun. She's immediately welcoming and endearing, and she seems like she's in a great mood. She's happy to have them there. She's offering them snacks and treats, and looks like they're having like a cookout or something. She's like letting them swim in the pool. It just looks so fun. She's like, this is an energy drink. It'll make you really high. It was a Red Bull that was blurred out. I'm like, okay, last episode they were not blurring out nudity, but but they're gonna blur out a Red Bull. Okay, on YouTube. It's weird. Yeah, she's like bringing out like Bob Ross painting books and things like that. She's like, you guys can paint like whatever's on your mind. And like, you know, she's just like really sweet. And then it shows like Howard there. And I'm like, I'm like, why is he there? She said she was having a ladies' luncheon. Get out of her house. Like, it's literally so freaking annoying. And he gives a speech outside on the balcony about her, and he's like, you know, Anna is like pretty much like the living representation of following your dreams. She was a single mother at 17, and look at her now, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, okay, it was kind of weird, but okay. Yeah, but you know, the kids like love her, and she's walking around in a Powerpuff Girls towel, and I'm like, man, she's so freaking real. Like, she is just like us. Celebs, they're just like us. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So that scene's over. She's in a talking head and she's like, Sugar Pie was having some anxiety. And I was like, oh my God, when me and Sugar Pie are twins. She's like, so I had to call a quote, dog shrink to get her over here. And I was like, what? And, oh, God, it's this woman, Amelia Kincaid. And first of all, she's a star. She's a freaking star. I just looked her up, and she has a website, AmeliaKincaid.com. Oh, can you guys see that? Hold on. Where's my camera? She's giving very Tiger King. She's a Tiger King woman. But she's still offering, let's see, when was this? This is her official website, AmeliaKincaid.com. She's offering 4 new webinars this summer. Yeah. Open level animal communication masterclass. I want to know how much that costs. Very curious that she's like making a living off of this. She has books. Man, okay, so she's the real deal. She does have, I've seen 2 to 3 links to donate to her PayPal. I want to click on this and see how much this costs. I'm dying to know. I'll get back to you guys on that. Yeah, I'll get back to you guys on the online training. She has an online training. Okay. Ooh, okay, here it is. I found it. Open level animal communication masterclass. New and returning students, welcome. Let's see, co-ed 7 Sundays, $375 for, I don't know if that means like 1 class or 7 classes, I don't know. And then it says you can get 2 courses at a bundle for $675, 3 courses for $1,025, and then 4 courses for $1,350. Playbacks will be sent after every class in case you missed a class. Okay. Starlight vision, mediumship, and contacting animals and human spirits in heaven. That's one of her classes. Or maybe one of the courses that I don't really understand. I can't really understand the website, but I will be looking at that all night long, just so you guys know. She's a character. This woman shows up. She's in pink. She is excited to be there. She's ready to work. She says, you know, she knocks on the door immediately, Sugar Pie barking. She says barking means that Sugar Pie is excited and that she's there and that she has so much to say that the people around her are not listening to her. I was like, okay, please don't shade Anna. Like, don't shade her. But she like kind of comes in and she introduces herself to Anna and she's like, okay, me and Sugar Pie need to have some like alone time. Like, we need to meet and like have some one-on-one time. So she takes Sugar Pie upstairs for some bonding. And there's like this music playing. And she's just like kind of holding Sugar Pie. And she like in this like ADR. She's like, you know, I'm clairvoyant. And so that means that me and Sugar Pie can share pictures back and forth with each other through our mind. And she said she's also clairsentient. Which I never heard of before, but she says that means that she can feel what Sugar Pie's feeling. And the only thing I could look at was the fridge of Red Bull. And I was like, ooh, that looks so good right now. I love a sugar-free Red Bull with a straw. That's my treat to myself. If I'm ever like driving down the road, like a long road trip, I used to like smoke a half pack of cigs, but now I'm just like, I'll just have a Red Bull sugar-free with a straw. And that's just like my treat. So anyway, she takes Sugar Pie back downstairs and she immediately says, I've never, ever seen a dog with so much separation anxiety. And hands her back to Anna. Anna's just like, yeah, whatever. Like, she's not having it. She said, you know what? The easiest way to fix that is, Anna's like, what? Can you please get out of my house? She's like, you need to get her a boyfriend. And then it cuts to Sugar Pie humping the bear. She's like, that bear is her boyfriend. But she's like nervous right now. So she's not like humping her like normally. But that bear is her boyfriend. And she says that Sugar Pie's been with that bear for years. So, you know, she doubts that they're going to separate. And then there's just like more of that. Amelia, the, I guess, animal communicator, says that maybe Sugar Pie's behavior with the bear is telling Anna that she needs a man. And Anna's just like, yeah, maybe. Sugar Pie farts and clears the room, so give it up for my girl. She's not comfortable with this, in my opinion. And Amelia says, when Sugar Pie farted in my face, that's what she said. So she farted in my face, and that was my cue to make an elegant departure. I was like, oh, God. And then in a talking head, Anna's like, well, she didn't tell me anything I didn't already know. And I was like, I could tell you were not feeling this, Anna. She was not having it that day. So it goes back to the bedroom, and there's a talking head, like an OTF interview with Frankie, which is the friend that Anna brought over to help her with the room. And Bobby's there. Bobby Trendy's there. And Anna's like, where's my stuff? Like, where's my stuff? Again, she looks gorgeous here. She's in like high drag, like Tuong Fu drag. She's in like a pink button up, like very Western bolo kind of vibe. Bobby's like, I don't want to bring anything here if Howard's here. Da, 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 da. He's like, because I'm very benevolent, because I can afford to be so. One thing about Bobby, even though he's annoying, is like he brings the TV. So I love him for that because I'm team TV every day. Yeah, always will be. It's just, there's a lot of tension, you know, a lot of tension here. So Frankie's kind of like arguing with Bobby a little bit here. Frankie's kind of trying to speak up for Anna. He's like, I know Anna. I know what she likes. Bobby's like, Frankie, let me ask you, do you have a store? And he's like, yes, I do. And he's like, and what is that store? Can I please just take that down? Because I'd love to come visit it and see what you do in your store. But this isn't your store. This is my things, you know, my stuff. And I'm just kind of sitting here thinking, so if Frankie has a store and is an interior designer, why didn't Anna go to Frankie first? If you know, he hates, if she hates what Bobby Trendy is doing so much, and he loves, you know, and she loves Bob, oh God, you know what I'm trying to say. If she loves Frankie so much, why didn't she go with Frankie first? Something I'll never understand. But yeah, Anna's just like, this is cheap. The feathers fall off. It's just like glued on. Like, come on. And Bobby's just like, did you do this wall yourself? You just glued this right into the wall? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. Well, I would have probably put it on something and then put that on the wall. But you know, each designer is different. And how much did you charge for this? Okay, see, I would have charged $6,500 for the room total. And that would have just been my pay. But you know what? Hey, you get what you pay for. He's just throwing shade. It's so good. And then Anna Talking Head says, like, when I get mad, I get even. And that's how the episode ends. And then the credits roll with Sugar Pie farting. So that one was pretty good. I just loved the animal communicator woman. Oh my God, it reminds me so much of, it's just so LA. Like, there's this woman that me and my friend know in LA that is an animal. What did she call herself? Like a animal communicator, something like that. And man, we had some good stories about, like, you know, her and her animal clairvoyance and things like that. So episode 8. First of all, let me applaud this episode. Yeah. Whew, man. Take a deep breath for this one. Episode 8. Cousin Shelly episode. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is one of those episodes that I know as a kid, like if I was watching it's an iconic episode, you know? Oh my God, my hair looks so weird. My hat. Whoa. It's an iconic episode. It reminds me of this, like, any show that you watch, you can think of, like, what are the most iconic episodes. I feel like the Cousin Shelley episode is probably that episode for the Anna Nicole show, right? Like, I wonder if she comes back. I don't know. I haven't watched past this one because I was like, this is a perfect place to stop. A cold open is Anna Nicole, and she says, you know, people always ask me what I think about Texas. Listen, I love Texas, but it looks a lot better in the rearview mirror. Damn it. It looks a lot better in the rearview mirror. Thought that was really cute. Immediately, episode opens, Howard says in a talking head, like in an OTF, he's like, the other day when Anna was asleep, all hell broke loose. Cut to Kimmy. She's like, I opened the door and I saw a camera crew and a lady that I'd never seen before, just like standing right outside the house, and I was concerned. And it shows Howard going outside. There's these like really amazing like candid camera TMZ shots of like them filming from inside the house and like inside the gate of like the people outside. And it's like filming Howard out there talking with these people. And you can hear his mic feed and he's like talking. And anyway, he's like, so this woman's out here. In an OTF interview, he's like, this woman's out here, and she says she claims to be Anna's cousin named Shelley from Mahia, which is like Anna's hometown in Mahia, Texas. And then it cuts to a talking head with the woman. Her chyron says Michelle Cloud. Cannot wait to look her up. Cannot wait to look her up, y'all. I can't wait. And she's basically like, yeah, they were making a documentary about Anna. And, they, you know, they asked me to be a part of it. And I had no clue that Anna, like, wasn't aware that we were going to be here. It is awkward. It's immediately awkward. It's Howard being like, she doesn't want anything to do with you. And Shelly, cousin Shelly out there like, I just want to tell her I love her. And she's like crying and raising her voice and things. Howard kind of like goes inside and he's like, your cousin's out here. And she's like, go away. Literally leave me alone. I'm trying to take a nap. And she's just not having it. But, you know, and Shelly's just out there crying and stuff. Anna's like, I just don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone. So I don't want to talk. And then there's a talking head of Anna, and she's just basically saying that she doesn't want to keep up with anyone from Texas. Like, she just doesn't want to. Howard goes out there, and he's like, yeah, she's not going to do it today. It's not happening. And Shelly's just like, whatever. I come out all this way for nothing. I'm going. I'm out of here. And she, like, storms off. There's a talking head of Shelly, and she's like, I don't know this Howard guy, but he just kind of seems like a... to me. And Howard's like, they're ambushing us. There's, you know, it kind of became like a standoff between us and them, like a shootout kind of vibe. And I'm just like, can you stop using these? Like, just stop. I literally can't stand Howard, guys. I hate him. That's me when Howard talks. I'm like, go away. So you think like Shelly's gone, right? You think that it's like over. And then it cuts to this shot that's worthy of every Emmy that you could win from inside the house. And you can see Shelly peeking through the front door, the glass. And it's so good. I'm like, hats off to them for that one. They deserve an Emmy for that shot. I know that, like, the producer of this won an Emmy for, like, the E! True Hollywood Story show or whatever. E! True Hollywood Story, but not for this one. That's crazy. Shelly says in a talking head, she's like, I knew they weren't going to let me in. I stood out there for a good 45 minutes, and they just didn't let me in. And so I'm just going to tell you right now, I just left them pictures out there, and I just told her that she could keep them. And I thought that maybe that would, like, make her think that she would want to see me. So Howard goes and gets the pictures and hands them to Anna, and she's kind of looking through them. She's kind of like half asleep. She's like, does not care. She's just like not having it. And just like shows like a picture of this like little baby, like newborn, attached to all these like wires and stuff. And Anna's like, it's got some kind of disease. I'm just like, oh, Lord, this is sad. So Anna has a talking head where she kind of talks about their relationship. She says, yes, Shelly's my first cousin. She's like, we used to be really close growing up. She's a lot younger than me. She's like, I even changed her diapers when she was a baby. But we just don't talk anymore. And Anna's like, Howard, you said she didn't have any teeth? Howard's like, no, she didn't have a teeth in her head. She's like, I already bought her teeth once, and she must have just let them rot out of her head too. Like, talking like, you know, apparently this woman, Anna's already bought her teeth before. But it's just funny because, like, she's like, she just must not have a boyfriend. And she's just, like, on the couch eating donut holes and drinking a big strawberry Nesquik on the couch. And I'm like, God, that looks so good. Ugh, I get it. And Howard's like, I couldn't tell if she was 25 or 50. She's like, she looked that bad? He's like, no, she doesn't look, like, that bad. But she just, like, you know, she has no teeth and she just looks old, kind of. And I don't know. But I swear, like, earlier in the episode when she turned around and she was walking back, she has this long, straight, gorgeous hair. She's, like, skinny. She's, like, seriously, she's serving. And she looks like she's giving Ethel Cain vibes. I was like, ooh, slay. So, yeah, Anna's, like, or Howard's, like, I guess, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but maybe you should call her and, like, we should go get dinner. I'm like, oh, God, of course, Howard loves TV. Now, one thing that me and Howard do have in common, we're team TV. Now, I don't claim to be Anna Nicole's best friend. I would never, you know, use her like this for TV like he does, but we have that in common, that we both love TV. So Howard calls Shelly and goes, hey, is this Shelly? This is Howard. Yeah, we want to get dinner with you. So do you want to go? Shelly's like, yeah. Apparently, like, Anna said she felt uncomfortable because the cameras were there. Like, they were there with cameras, which I am kind of confused about. Like, I want to know what they were shooting for. God, sorry. Sorry, guys. It's like 11:30 at night. It's like 11:30 at night. I'm not at home. I'm at my friend's house. I'm in Kentucky visiting, and I'm trying to just, you know, do my thing. So I'm not, like, exactly comfortable right now. I'm like, this light is so bright. Anyway, so they're going to go get dinner later. But then it kind of cuts to, like, the B plot of the episode, which is Anna's doing some press. Which I don't really know what she's promoting, because this is, like, episode 8, I believe, of the series. So I'm wondering if maybe the season premiere has already showed or something from this show. Because I don't know what she's promoting. And I wonder if she's promoting the Anna Nicole show. So anyway, it cuts to her at this radio show. It's K-Rock FM, Voice of Bean, it says. Don't know who that is. I'm, like, wondering if this person's still doing a thing. I don't know. Of course, I've heard of K-Rock FM. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But I don't know who Bean is. So, anyway, he's a dick. I'll just say that. And he's asking her if she's on some type of drug. He's like, you sound like you're sedated right now. And this is all on air, and Anna's having to, like, stand up for herself, and she's like, you're so freaking hateful. Like, you have nothing good to say. Why did you bring me here? You asked me to come here, and all this stuff. And he's like, what happened? What happened to you? You went from being Playmate of the Year, and what happened? And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, first of all, you gained a lot of weight, and you sound like you're on pills, and it's just like horrible. It's like, I've had enough. So Anna gets up and leaves. I don't blame her for that. And then she has to go do Jay Leno, and Jay Leno makes like an appearance. He comes in, he says hi. She seems a little bit more comfortable with this than she did with the radio show. Someone comes and retrieves her from the green room. The band is playing the Anna Nicole Smith Show theme song, which is why I was like, I wonder if they've already aired a couple episodes or something. They don't show the interview, but she seems happy, and she's outside of, and she's on the NBC Universe a lot in Burbank, I'm pretty sure, which I've spent a lot of time on. I've spent a lot of time there when I was filming for The Voice. So I was like, oh, this looks really familiar. I think that's where it was. If not, then I'm dumb. Yeah, so she seems better after that. But yeah, that first interview seemed really rough. I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. So anyway, they go pick up Shelly to take her to dinner. And she runs up to the car and she's hugging Anna and she's crying and she's just like, oh my God, I miss you so much. You're like my sister. And Anna's like, I miss you too. And Shelly's like, or Anna's like, how's mom? Shelly's like, I talked to her on the phone this morning and she says to tell you that she loves you and she misses you. And she said, y'all have fun, but not like you used to. And she does have some really pretty hair. I will say that. They go to dinner. And this scene. She sits down at the table. She leans over to Anna and she goes, hey, I hate to ask you. You got a painkiller? I'm telling you, I got a migraine that is killing me and my back is hurting so damn bad. I can't take it. And Anna's like, oh, and she like looks around her purse for like some sort of painkiller. You never see her give it to her, but it's like implied that she was looking for one anyway. So Shelly's like not eating. She's like, I think I'll just stick with my drink. But she's talking. She says she got 5 kids. She's taking shots and all this other stuff. Shelly's like talking about, it's a lot of weird, awkward money talk. And I'm not trying to judge, but there's a lot of like awkward money talk where she's like, well, this guy said he could do my teeth for $800. I just got to raise to $800 and then I can just get my teeth. But I want him to make a mold of yours. And I was like, oh my God, flashback to Anna getting her friend Kelly's molded for her. So Kelly must have some really good teeth. And Anna's just like, damn. And her talking head, she's like, she was exhausting me. She was exhausting me with the talking. She's just like, God, I ain't never seen a fork like this. I'm just gonna, I don't know. You know, just Shelly's just talking a lot about money. And then I was going into this just thinking, you know what? I'm just trying to have like the best outlook on give people the benefit of the doubt. Asking for the painkiller. I was like, you know, maybe that's just what she was used to. Maybe she doesn't know that Anna's in recovery or Anna's trying to like do better. She knows that. I'm like, but you know you're being filmed. And then she leans over and she says, I hate to ask you, but you got $5 I could have. $5. She's like, I'm just so broke. And then Anna, like, I guess gives her, I don't know if she gives her $5 there or not, but it's just like weird. Then she goes and she drops her off and she gets out and she's hugging her. She says, I just love you so much, Anna. And Anna's like, love you too, sweetie. And she's like, hey, I hate to ask again, but can I have that $5? And Anna's like, it's in there. And I think she gave her like an envelope with some money and who knows, but yeah. And then, yeah, that's basically it. It's not a good, she's like, you know, me and Anna, we've always gotten along. I've never had nothing bad to say about her. I've never had nothing bad to say about her from the day I've known her. Now, there may be some things I don't agree with that she's done in her personal life, but that's her, you know? And I'm just like, yeah, I bet. I bet you don't agree with everything, but you will ask her for $5. It's draining. It's sad. It reminds me a lot of you know, I've seen that kind of stuff in my life a lot. You know, I feel for Anna. That is gotta be scary to have like your family. You really can't trust anyone. I don't blame her for that. I need to know where Shelly is now. That was an iconic episode. Absolutely iconic. Couldn't get enough. And I'm hoping that she comes back. I'm hoping this isn't the last time that we see cousin Shelly. If it is, I will do another episode at some point talking about at the end of the series or the season at least. I'm going to be like, cousin Shelly was a highlight. That was a highlight episode. And I'm a huge fan. So hope you guys loved it. For those of you at home watching along with me, let me know what you thought about cousin Shelly. Don't tell me where she is now. I'm going to look her up later. But yeah. Love you guys. Be sure to leave me a review, a rating, whatever, all that good stuff. Follow me on Instagram at YouKnowZach and let me know what your thoughts are on the episode and on the show. Okay, I'll see you guys next time. Love ya. Bye.